Kenora, aunt. Krista McCarville is a win away from a 10th berth at the Scotties Tournament of Hearts. McCarville survived a Saturday evening scare on Saturday night against Jackie McCornick in the 1-2 page playoff at the Northern Ontario Provincial Women's Curling Playdowns at the Kenora Recreation Centre, advancing with a 7-4 win to Sunday's championship match. McCormick will take on Sudbury's Krista Burns in Sunday morning's semi-final, the winner to meet McCarville in the final. Burns ousted Bella Crissier in the 3-4 page playoff. Crissier is the lone team to beat McCarville this week. McCarville, Sarah Potts, Ashley Cipolla and Kendra Lilly opened a 2-0 lead with a pair in the third, after the two teams blanked the opening two ends. However, McCormick stormed back WTITH2 in the fourth to tie the match. McCarville, who curls out of the Fort William Curling Club, scored a single in the fifth and stole one in each of the sixth and seventh to open a 5-2 lead. McCormick wasn't ready to give up just yet, and had a chance to score three to tie in eighth, but had to settle for two, giving Team McCarville the hammer back. McCormick, who hails from Stratton, had a shot to force her opponent to one in the ninth, but couldn't complete the double takeout, and McCarville was left with a draw for two to restore her three-point advantage. McCormick was run out of rocks in the 10th, but gets a second chance to advance to the final on Sunday. Her brother, Trevor Bonnet, will need that second chance, after dropping a 9-6 decision to Sandy McEwen in the men's 1-2 page playoff. Bonnet, who hadn't lost until Saturday night, missed a hit and stick in the 5th and gave up a steal of 4 that all but sunk his chances at the automatic berth in Sunday's finale. Instead, he'll take on Tanner Horgan in the semifinal. Horgan ended Thunder Bay skip Corey Carr's Briar hopes with a 9-3 win in the Seaside final, to advance to the semifinal, scheduled for 10:30 a.m. on Sunday. The women's final is slate for 3 p.m., with the men's final going at 7 p.m.